This month, a new property-themed reality TV show is set to hit our screens. It's produced by Alterna TV. The reality show, Listing Josie, is set to showcase the City of Gold following high-end realty brokers from Johannesburg as they identify great real estate and cut multi-million rand property deals in and around Josie's suburbs. This show is the creation of reality TV producers Nico Nell and Trevor Kaplan, who have built up experience in making reality television shows. They're behind the productions like Night Guard on Fox, High Alert and Rumble and Hum on CBS Reality. Well, to find out more about this project, what's involved in the production of a reality TV show and why property? Well, I'm joined on the line by one of the producers of the new Listing Josie show, that is Nico Nell. Nico, thank you very much for joining us. This sounds like a very exciting project covering the working lives of real young people in the real estate sector. What's the story behind how this came about, and when and where will South Africans get to see the show?
Thanks so much, Nambu. Yeah, it's an exciting journey. We actually kicked this off, started filming early in January, 2020.
Yeah, 2021.
Started off vibrant, beautiful butterflies in Joburg, and then obviously COVID hit. So the process took us quite a bit to complete. But yeah, we finished production on the show at the end of 2020, and we are now ready to launch it. The show will launch tomorrow night, actually, at 8 o'clock on BBC Lifestyle, the DStv channel 174 at 8 o'clock. So
excellent.
Yeah, we're super excited.
Excellent. So without giving too much away, just tell us about the characters that we're going to be following and what you think may be of interest about them to a potential, particularly young audience.
Look, it's a very dynamic industry as it is. You know, I think the real estate industry, especially the high market where we're catering for, you know, in the show, has changed considerably. You know, you don't have the people just sitting around at open houses on Sundays. You know, these guys are really hustling, and that's sort of the story we're portraying. Mm. We've got 5 cast members, all from different agencies across Joburg. Some cater in the Waterfall Midrand market, some Sands and Morningside. And then towards the south in the Mayersdale, again, Vista area as well. So we're trying to paint a picture where, you know, every individual can now see how these guys operate to try and sell their 5 to 20 to 50 million rand properties across Joburg.
Wow. So you and your business partner, Trevor Kaplan, have built up a nice niche of projects in the reality TV space. What drew you to doing that rather than making non-reality movies or shows? And what are some of the projects that you have been involved in so far?
Look, we're on the lookout for interesting industries. I don't know, for somehow the reality just sort of draws us. In the past, this is actually our first solely owned property, or, you know, show. Previously, we've helped other producers create shows like High Alert and Rumble and Hum that you've talked about. But this is our first project where we've gone out, found the funding, produce the whole show, and then sell it to as many TV channels as we possibly can, which is obviously BBC came to the table first, and then I don't think we could have landed a bigger fish for the channel or for the show. So we're super excited. I don't know. Reality is just a thing that draws us. It's for me, it's easy to shoot off a script. You know, when you're producing a TV ad and there's scripts and the script is sort of approved in boardrooms, that's, to me, is the easy thing to do. I like to take a camera and go and shoot stuff that you have no control over. And that's sort of what happened in this, you know, again, we started off shooting this beautiful property show, and then in the middle, COVID hit, and these guys couldn't put food on the table, you know, hustling every second of every day, trying to make a living out of it. And that's the type of stories that we want to try and tell.
So give us a sense of what goes into making a reality TV show, the hustle of getting the networks to buy into the concept, etc., and some of the other challenges that go with it. Like you mentioned, you did manage to get financing. That can't be easy.
Yeah, it's a completely roller coaster. I mean, we've celebrated highs, we've celebrated very lows as well. And, you know, when you've got money invested into a project, we obviously took a gamble, but we knew when we started this, we filmed one episode and then started shopping that around to investors, to distributors, to potential TV channels. So from the start, we were able to sort of get a good feel of what the people are saying about the show. You know, do we now go and find the funding and produce the whole season, take that risk, which at the end of it, we felt comfortable to do. You know, from the feedback and stuff of the audiences and the people we were interacting with, you know, we always felt secure that at least we'll be able to sell this show. And the beauty of it, we can sell it for the next 10 years type of thing, you know. So eventually we would make our money back. But we also need to create a show that people would want to watch and get engaged with. And at this stage, I think the genre of real estate or, you know, beautiful house shows is such a popular genre. You know, so it almost became a sort of a no-brainer towards it. Although, you know, they were quite high when you don't get that email back in time and you have to look for the new investor or whatever the case is, you know. But it's all come to fruition now and we're super excited to get the show on the TV.
Yeah, I think it is quite exciting, especially the higher end, because for most of us, it's sort of unattainable. So it's almost some aspirational viewing, even if you'll never be able to step in a property like that.
That's exactly actually how, you know, me as a producer will never be able to live in a house like that, you know. So we sort of managed to find a way. This is the only way that I'm going to see a 50 million rand house and actually get to look and feel and touch it, you know, by filming a real estate agent that sort of operates in that area. So in essence, we're learning every day of our life. We're fortunate where we get exposed to different industries when we shoot these reality shows. I mean, whether it's a tattoo artist, whether it's a guy fighting crime in Joburg streets, or, I mean, now real estate, high-end real estate agents, you know. So every day for us is a school day, really.
Yeah. Look, you touched on it earlier, but to what extent does the pandemic still affect your ability to do your work right now?
Predominantly from an alternative TV perspective, most of our business is corporate. So we create a lot of social media content for some of SA's popular brands. So, of course, when lockdown, you know, struck, that side of the business, you know, took a back seat. There were no events there, you know, no sports, nothing. So on the one hand, the only thing we had to work on was listing Jersey, you know. So we didn't have the luxury to try and focus. We just had to keep going. So from a perspective, we thought the moment COVID hit, oh, there goes our whole show. No one's going to want to buy properties. There goes everything. But then, you know, with the low interest rates that came from it, these guys started hustling very hard and making big sales. So even though their sales technique changed, a lot of them were securing big deals, you know. All of a sudden, you don't have the influx of international investors buying property, but they had to sell property, you know, through social media or through virtual tours or all of that stuff. Which we believe we sort of still made look pretty, you know. You know, but also featuring their private lives as well. So that's also what I think our show sets apart, is that you still see the real people behind it, you know. What makes them tick, what makes them get out every day, take the beating from sellers or buyers and still try and make that sale at the end of it, which we're very happy about.
Sounds very interesting indeed. So going forward, do you think that there's more scope for reality shows in the South African market? It doesn't matter whether it's property or whatever it may be. Is there an appetite here, do you think?
South Africa's got such interesting stories, you know, so it doesn't matter what industry you're in, you'll find the niche market of people really doing something that no one knows about, you know, because I think South Africans are all just hustlers, you know, so it doesn't matter what you do. There's a part of our country where everyone is literally hustling to put food on the table. So if we can manage to find those little niche markets of people doing interesting things, you know, I'm sort of calling it a niche where we are targeting industry reality shows. You know, this focuses on a specific industry, and I think we've managed in the past also to get through to that. I definitely think there is, and international people find South Africans very interesting. Just with this show, I mean, the value of property in South Africa compared to a little flat in London, you know, the price you would pay for a little flat in London compared to what you can buy with that money in South Africa is just staggering. And I think from an international perspective that people find South Africa so interesting, and we've got such interesting stories, and that's the type of thing that we just want to keep telling you.
Excellent. Nico, thank you very much for speaking to us. That was Nico Nell. He's the founder and director of Alterna TV.